Hello, hello, hello. It is your boy, Lex Noel here, and welcome to the very first episode of Let's Go Lex Show. I'm your host, Lex Noel here, and welcome once again. So, this is the very first episode of Let's Go Lex Show. But don't worry, I'll have guests and special guests soon, later down the road. On this awesome show. So this is a show where I just talk about me and what I experienced growing up from the 80s and 90s. So other than that, like I said, this is just episode one and let you all get to know me more. So without further ado, let's get started, shall we? Alright, so a little bit about me. My name is Len Lex Noel. I was born in New Orleans, Louisiana. Oh yeah. I was born in the city where everybody's favorite X-Men was born. Remy LeBeau, aka Gambit. That's right. So yes, I was born in New Orleans, Louisiana. I was raised in Flagstaff, Arizona. So I spent half my childhood there. So it was a quaint little town, but I enjoyed it. I made a handful of friends, but my brother and sister, they made a lot of friends there. Tough being the youngest of the family. So, oh yeah, we survived the sun and the blizzards there. So yeah, snow. That's why I like snow, but I just hate walking in it. Because I remember this one time where it was snowing, and my mom and dad asked if we wanted to stay home and do the dishes, and we said no, so we just braved the elements out there. So, yeah, I should have said no. But hey, it's all right. We made it. We made it safely to school and walked back safely back from school. So, oh yeah, like I said, a lot of good memories there growing up in Flagstaff, Arizona. But that fateful day, my dad wanted to go back home in New Orleans, so he packed up the station wagon and made us move back to New Orleans. I don't know why, but it happened. So, more about me is that I love reading comic books. The very first comic book that I read, thanks to my dad, he gave me one of the Superman comics, and I became a Superman fanatic. Until this day, I am still am. I got nothing against Batman. Like, Batman is awesome, but I just see myself liking Superman more. That's just me. Oh, growing up in the 90s, well, did you know that I used to wear those bicyclers shorts that you see at the triathlons? Yeah, those were the style at the time. Now I sound like Abe Simpson. Yeah, and also, I listen to a lot of good music thanks to my parents, and I also experienced my brother and my sister's very first co-ed sleepover. Yeah, it was cool, but I wanted to do one, but I was too young. Like I said, it's tough being the youngest of the family, and also being the youngest of the family, I had to go to bed early. Ugh. Y'all just hate that you're the youngest of the family and you have to be the first one to go to bed or the last one to do this and do that. Do you just hate that? I do. And also, and I still remember the day where me and my dad watched that WrestleMania show where Hogan win against the Ultimate Warrior. In my eyes, that was the very, very longest match that I ever saw in my life. I was like, when is it going to end? Oh yeah, and speaking of wrestling, I was a big fan when the WWF was taking the world by storm. And yeah, I was a big fan of The Warrior. I was a fan of Demolition, Junkyard Dog, can't forget about Macho Man, Jake the Snake. Who else? Oh yeah, Strike Force. Y'all remember Strike Force? Rick Martel and Ariba Man himself, Tito Santana. I could go on and on, but I just don't want to go down my list of favorite wrestlers. Not yet, though. I'll have guests on the show where we talk about that. So, and oh yeah, seeing all the cartoons that I watched growing up in the 80s and 90s, man, I still remember the day where me and my brother watched Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, the 80s version, and we enjoyed it. And my brother, he liked Michelangelo, just like the whole world likes Michelangelo. Me, I like Leonardo because I like katana blades. I like swords, all right? And I watched some obscure cartoons like Masks. Like, I know some people know about Masks, but not a lot. There was the Centurions, Power Extreme. And yeah, I saw the cartoon version of Rambo and RoboCop. Don't get me wrong, I enjoyed watching those two. Yeah, people thought it was weird to see Rambo as a cartoon character, because seeing the movies, this is the guy who took down terrorists. Yeah, it was weird for people. When I tell people, like, hey, do y'all remember the Karate Kid cartoon? Just me? Every popular movie gotta have that one cartoon. So, but oh, I love Conan the Adventurer cartoon, so that was my jam right there. While we was also growing up in New Orleans, every Sunday I always watch, well, Sunday morning I always watch King Arthur and the Knights of Justice, the Double Dragon cartoon. For might, for right, we are Double Dragons. And growing up, before I had to go to elementary school, they used to show episodes of Transformers. Yeah, G1 Transformers. One day, when I was getting ready to watch it, they switched it up to Sailor Moon, and I was like, what's this? And then I gave it a chance, and Sailor Moon is cool. And oh, so animes, yeah. I definitely love some animes, and my dad let me watch Fist in the North Star, and I was 8 years old when he let me watch it. And he told me that if you try to do this at school, you're going to get a talking to. And I was like, in the back of my head, I was like, yeah, Dad, I'm going to press my bully's pressure points and make their bodies explode. Like, how am I going to do that, huh? So, and oh yeah, Fist of the North Star, that was the anime that opened a door for me to watch some animes. And yeah, I watched the OG Gundam, Mobile Suit Gundam, the RX-78, Zeta Gundam, and Double Zeta Gundam. Those are my personal three favorite Gundam shows, but I cannot forget Mobile Fighter G Gundam. Yeah, the weird one, but hey, I like the animation on it. The animation on it, so sue me. Rise, Shiny Gundam! I can't do that right now because my wife's at work right now. She works at home, so. And I used to watch a lot of Johnny Quests, Thundercats, the 80s version Thundercats, but that new one that Cartoon Network was promoting, I enjoyed it until they killed it off. I was like, it was getting good too. Was it 2015 or 16? if y'all could find that on YouTube or on DVD, I do recommend watching that Thundercats. Or if you want to stick with the original Thundercats, I do recommend that too. And I grew up watching She-Ra and He-Man. I always wanted a He-Man sword, you know. It looks so cool. And two of my favorite characters from He-Man and the Masters of the Universe was Ram-Man and Orko. Yes, Orko is awesome, but like, give some more love to Ram-Man, you know? He's awesome. And I do especially like the 2001 He-Man and the Masters of the Universe show. Like, that show was awesome too. But nope, 2 seasons, that's it. And it was cool that they introduced their version of Hordak on there, but no She-Ra. A darn shame, too. It would have been cool to see that Adam has a twin sister. Music? Yeah. I was introduced to this awesome band called Tears for Fears. My mom still loved that band. My first time hearing their music was on this movie called Real Genius, starring Val Kilmer. Until this day, I still watch it. My wife found the laser disc of Real Genius. Ain't that cool? About my wife Danielle, yeah. Can you believe that we met on a dating app? On our very first date, we went to a Starbucks, and then I told her about Half Price Books. She went there with me, and then I couldn't believe that she found 3 laser discs of Robotech. And I was like, my God, lady, you hit the jackpot. 9 years strong. We've been together for 9 years. Ain't that awesome? In my eyes, it is. And I also love to do Gunplas, you know, Gundam models where you had to build it yourself. So I did the high grades and master grades, and later this month I'm gonna do the perfect grade of, it's called the Gundam Mark II from Zeta Gundam. Sorry about that, I had to see the name of it. Good thing the box is just right there, right beside me on the wall. So yeah, and I am a big Transformer fanatic. Yeah, G1 opened my eyes, but other Transformers shows, I truly enjoyed them. Robots in Disguise 2001. Yeah, people say that's the other weird one, but I like it. Because every time when they transform, they gotta do some Super Sentai poses. And they gotta say the name of the weapons they're about to fire. Hey, and Fire Truck Optimus Prime is awesome. Oh man. And also for fashion, I didn't have a lot of fashion sense. I just see something that I like and I just wear it. Remember, I was a youngin' growing up in the 80s and 90s. I just wear what my parents got me. I still wear Incredible Hulk shirts and Superman shirts. And I'll tell you this, I also enjoy 80s Voltron. Yes, I must be the only one on this planet that likes Sven. Stupid bird. That's the only thing that people remember him for. He was the original pilot of the Blue Lion until he, quote unquote, died. And Princess Allure became the new pilot for the Blue Lion. And every time when she's piloting that Blue Lion, she always the first one to get hit. I was like, oh, come on. I got nothing against her. It's just that every time when the Voltron Force goes out to take down a beast, she's the first one to get hit. I really, really, really enjoyed Voltron. And what else? Oh, Pat Labor. I'm glad that Danielle got me back into Pat Labor. That's another anime show that people need to experience, because seeing people of law enforcement using mechs to take down other mechs, it is cool. And watching the movie, yeah, they have two movies of it, Pat Labor 1 and 2. They're also cool. If you're out there in the wild looking for some animes, physical copies of it, I do recommend finding Pat Labor and the irresponsible Captain Tyler. Oh boy, that show right there. Oh my goodness. Oh, more about me? Okay. Well, right now, I am now living in Washington State with my family. And it's cool that I found some other cool places that I could shop for Gunpla's physical media for animes and TV shows I grew up watching. Oh yeah, that's another thing I want to talk about. TV shows that I grew up watching. Yes, I grew up watching Night Court with my late brother, Perfect Strangers, TGIF. Who remembers TGIF? Oh my goodness. All those wild nights, me and my brother just watched Perfect Strangers and just laugh our butts off. And then Family Matters came into our lives. And Step by Step, the list goes on. So, I do miss the original lineup for TGIF. And I also enjoy watching Hanging with Mr. Cooper. Anybody else remember that show? Mark Curry is funny. To me, he is. So, I hope y'all enjoyed this little first episode of Let's Go Lex Show, where I talk about what I experienced growing up. If you like what you see, please, 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 well, if you like what you hear, please keep on listening. And if you want to listen to more, please be on the lookout for episode 2 of Let's Go Lex Show. But until then, my fellow listeners, hope you all have a good evening, and I hope you all will just hang in there. I know times are tough right now, but all we gotta do is keep fighting a good fight and just hang in there, because I'll be there to give you a helping hand and to continue to entertain you all. Oh, if you want to see more of me, I have a YouTube channel. It's just type in Lex Noel and you will see all the stuff that I like to do to entertain you all. So, I hope you all have a good evening and take care.